WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
President Biden will meet today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It'll be the first time they've talked face-to-face since Netanyahu took office late last year. Attorney General Merrick Garland appearing on Capitol Hill. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
Attorney General Garland's prepared statement saying his department will not be intimidated in following and enforcing the law. Republicans have accused the Attorney General of targeting President Biden's political enemies, but he will tell a Republican-led committee that, quote, I am not the president's lawyer, and he's not Congress's prosecutor, that the Justice Department works for the American people.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be on Capitol Hill tomorrow as some Republicans call for no more spending on the war. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. Most analysts think the Fed will keep interest rates steady, even though inflation is still higher than the target rate of 2%. This is ABC News. A new round of talks between striking Hollywood writers and studios. The writers have been out for several months. A possible alternative to the EpiPen denied by the FDA.
ARS Pharma's drug would have been the first EpiPen not to require an injection. Instead, the emergency drug used to treat allergic reactions would be inhaled, similar to Narcan. But the FDA has now declined to approve the drug called Neffy, citing a need for further studies. This drug was not tested on people experiencing severe, potentially fatal allergic reactions because of ethical concerns. Head of the company says that he was surprised and will appeal the decision with another FDA review set for early next year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And Kraft recalling around 84,000 of its American cheese slices. The issue, something went wrong with the machine that wraps each slice in plastic. The company says even after it is unwrapped, some film might be left behind. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
Two Northeast Wisconsin schools have been given prestigious national awards. Houdini Elementary in Appleton and Evans Elementary School in Fond du Lac have both earned National Blue Ribbon status from the U.S. Department of Education. Blue Ribbon status is given to schools for overall excellence in academic performance or for closing achievement gaps. Only 353 schools nationwide are recognized as Blue Ribbon schools. Six other schools in Wisconsin also earned Blue Ribbon status. Green Bay Police are reminding drivers to be more alert, especially in areas with lots of pedestrians. This comes after a 59-year-old man was hit by a van near St. Vincent Hospital Tuesday morning. Green Bay Police say the man is expected to be okay and was treated for injuries. The 81-year-old driver of the van was uninjured and ticketed for failing to yield to a pedestrian.
Pishwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
What do you think of this team, Brady, with the new quarterback?
It's such a wild card because you go all the way back to Aaron Rodgers. What's been cool about my football experience is I've seen this. Aaron was a good player. Nobody ever expected him to become a first-ballot Hall of Famer, especially under the circumstances of having to replace a Hall of Famer, which is rare.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I want to thank County Executive David Crowley for spending the last hour with us. And I want to welcome back Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. How you doing, Dr. Craig?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
Well, I don't know, Dr. Craig, because I really don't know. I mean, I really am in a quandary. What's happening to the Republican Party and, you know, really the nation is nothing to sneeze at. It is as dangerous a time as I think it's ever been in my lifetime, because these people who are wearing, you know, that Republican banner, just don't seem to have the best interest of the nation at heart. The GOP and, Kevin McCarthy and the, what is the name of the Freedom Caucus or whatever those people are called?
Freedom Caucus.
This continued battle, Dr. Craig, that they are having with the national debt. And I think this time, Dr. Craig, they're not going to be able to pull this thing through. And the pain that is going to be dealt to the American people. I mean, to demand an 8% cut in programs that are necessary for many people to survive because they want to see a wall built. Or they want to make sure that Joe Biden is criminally charged. I mean, these are insane thoughts, Dr. Craig. To punish the American people for this is that these people who are now in these positions of power really don't care, Dr. Craig. And what frightens me is that the average American who's included in those 8% cuts, meaning Republicans as well, either don't see that or they're just so blinded by these people that it's almost going to be too late when they realize the mistakes they're making supporting these people.
Yeah, so I think it's important to see it in context, because one way to view it is we're just unlucky. Mentally very unhealthy people happen to be in charge, right? And or in key positions. And it's not random. It is part, it's not a conspiracy if it's true, right? And in the 1970s, a bunch of very wealthy people and corporate America decided that working people were getting too much, and they started building this.
Right.
And they built, and part of it was duping average people and taking over one of the major parties. And we saw this in Newt Gingrich. I mean, when Bob Michael, he was the House Minority Leader before Clinton lost the 1994 election, the Democrats lost the House.
Right.
And Newt Gingrich became Speaker. He resigned because he said the new breed led by people, Newt Gingrich, didn't want to govern. They just wanted to break things. And Gingrich is the one who started with the government shutdowns, which is the moment we're in right now. And he got rebuffed. So they backed off for a while from those tactics. But it wasn't because they wouldn't stop at nothing to get their way. And their way here is to gut the entire Great Society and New Deal. Because what they really want to do is gut all the major social supports that are left for seniors, for low-income people, for veterans, for people with disabilities.
Children.
It goes on and on. Right?
Children,
they just want to
yes.
gut them. Yes, and right, especially children. That's a bigger group, obviously, other than seniors. And so now you have this thing where there are enough votes in the House, actually, to fulfill the debt limit deal. They made a deal, and they're reneging on it, on the budget. Okay, they agreed to budget targets in the debt deal, and now they're reneging because they're letting the Freedom Caucus control it. And why are they doing that? Remember the old Hastert rule, Earl, where they said that you couldn't bring anything for a vote that wouldn't pass only with Republicans?
Yeah, Dennis Hastert.
Well, that's what's going on here. So the what's left of the rational Republican Party, and there's a whole lot of dimensions. There's a lot of people who are very extreme in this in the group that would vote to not close the government. They need to cross the Freedom Caucus and work with Democrats. It'll pass easily. They refuse to do so because they're complicit. You see the same thing with Trump. So the whole party is complicit with its most extreme elements.
Okay, okay. So Dr. Craig, everything you said is factual. But what I don't understand is the voters who vote for those people don't understand that these people are looking to destroy their way of life. They don't understand that?
Unfortunately, there's a huge distinction between, you know, very engaged citizens, the kind of people who listen to your show, right?
Right.
And just average voters. Average voters do not have the time or inclination, nor have we inculcated the notion of citizenship that says that they should study issues and policy
right.
directly. So they tend to flow to whatever side they think is their side, their identity. And so there's a loyal mass to what is the conservative position, even though this has totally changed the definition of the word conservative. It's not conservative by any historic definition. And so that's the problem. They're not paying that much attention. They're just believing what their side says. That's why Fox News was critical, because they can turn on Fox News and this is all defended. Nixon couldn't get away with as much because they didn't have the right-wing media, and he mused and wanted built, which was something that would have allowed him not to have to resign or to even be successfully impeached for Watergate. And that was built not in time for him, but in time for Donald Trump. So that's the challenge here. And that's why it's a threat to democracy, Earl.
You know, Dr. Craig, to say that we are going to shut down the government if we don't get the wall built, or we are going to shut down government, if we don't get a trial for President Biden, and to impact and affect all of these people, you know, is just mind-boggling to me, Dr. Craig, and really, it's a disservice to the American people, and we see this coming, Dr. Craig, and what bothers me is it's almost impossible to stop it. We know the damage this is going to cause. Huh?
Look at Wisconsin.
I was going to get to Wisconsin. I was going to get there.
If we can't keep legislative maps that guarantee we have a large majority and control state government, then we're going to impeach a Supreme Court justice who's not made a single ruling. So it's the same thing. That's part of the disease. They use every lever of power. The problem has been that our side has refused to use all of its levers of power. You saw how cautious Merrick Garland was in prosecuting what was an attempted insurrection by a president. He finally was embarrassed by the January 6th committee hearings, which were a great thing, into pursuing the evidence right in front of the whole face of the Department of Justice. And so that's what we got to think about, both here in Wisconsin and there, how to defeat this. Now, they may be able to close the government. If the Republicans will not join with the Democrats and vote through a budget with their colleagues in the Senate, which who are doing that, then they will close the government down. Well, that is what harmed Gingrich, because then people stopped getting their checks and their support, and it became real to a lot more people, right? People said, what is going on, right? I can't get my medical service at the VA because the government shut down. And so that, and so unfortunately, they may have to relearn the lesson of the 1990s.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, I remember well Newt Gingrich, and he was gaining all this power in his contract on America, for America. But that turned out to be a contract on America. And his stay at the top was short. And basically, as you stated, because of what he did. Well, that's back now. And I'm just afraid, Dr. Craig, that the Republicans who in the Senate, and even a handful at the House level, fail to understand that some of these people are playing a game. And it's a dangerous game that you know, at a time that the economy is where it is, it can bring full-out recession. And the damage, Dr. Craig, to the average citizen is going to be a tantamount to, you know, the damage that was done during COVID.
I think in this situation, what, you know, leadership is determined by the times. You have to lead appropriate to the times, not just what your personality is or how you wish things to be. I think one of Governor Evers' huge mistakes has been that he has tried to be the grown-up and then signed off on very bad budget deals, and disastrous this time for public education and shared revenue for Milwaukee, in order to avoid a crisis, like a budget impact.
Right.
Well, sometimes you have to, like, be able to call their bluff. Because the alternative here, if the Republicans will not move and discipline their own members, and maybe they have political figures and powers that fund them on the inside, I don't know what they're doing. Hopefully they're pushing in the right direction. Then the only alternative is to go along with the hostage takers and execute the hostages, or to call their bluff and go through the crisis. And I think that's what Evers should have done, and that's what I think Biden is more likely to do. I haven't seen much evidence that they're going to capitulate to these demands.
We've got to go to a break. Phone number 844-967-2789. What say you? My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now. The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 59. Daytime highs approaching 79. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday, with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms and highs in the low 70s on Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Gene from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Gene. How you doing?
Doing good, especially since I turned on the show. And thank you so much, the both of you, and thank you for having Dr. Craig on, because this is so important for our state. I became aware of this kind of movement, I think I would call it more than anything, by people who are of well means, who also have multinational corporations. But I watched this happen in our state where ALEC moved in.
Yes.
Americans for the Prosperous. I'm sorry to say it that way, but that's what it appears to be to me.
The Bradley Foundation.
The law firm.
The Bradley Foundation.
Yep. And you know, when I'm on the other side of the state, we don't get this information. But I learned about the Devil's Advocates radio show because I've been noticing things. And also on YouTube, I saw for the first time, because they weren't letting us know on our side of the state, of the protests going on, you know, for the white right to work for less. And I couldn't believe it. And I listened to Right Wing Radio and fought back every single day at my local radio and called people, please, please, come on, you got to hear your voice. Because they would say the same themes over and over again. I could just about guess what they were going to cover, because I'd listen in the morning, because they, our public radio station was influenced by Walker. Remember, they were threatening to take their funding and kick them out of the place that they were at. And I noticed we weren't getting the information we used to from them. And I thought, where can I get this information? And I noticed these themes coming out, you know, and I talked to people who would listen to these particular radio stations in my area. And they'd repeat, these teachers, they don't work. They get all this free time. They're running down the teachers. They're running down unions. They're running down all these different things, you know, and you could only call in once and try to fight back. And anyway, I noticed that I thought, this is odd. So I started checking other states, and I noticed that there were movements in, like, North Carolina, I think it was, and there were some others. And then when they were passing bills in the state of Wisconsin with no authors on it, so then I started, Googling and looking and searching in some of the legal documents in other places, like where have they had this kind of law go through and who's fighting it and things like that. Sure enough, they were going in those purple states, putting these different laws through, and I thought, well, that's where they got it from. Then
Hey, Gene, thank you very much. We're up against the break. Dr. Craig, you want to respond at all to what Gene was saying?
Well, she's being a very good citizen, so right. I commend every her example. And I would also say 6 of our 8 members of Congress are Republican. Ask them where they are on government shutdown. And all of them apparently are on board for impeachment, according to a story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So they need to hear that. And every Republican legislator, and most people, because of the way the districts are cut, live in Republican districts. Ask them if they're why they want to impeach Janet Protasiewicz and overturn the will of the people. So that I think that people need to be very good citizens. That's the key thing here. She's right about Alec. I've seen comical displays at the state legislature, starting in the early Walker years, where the legislator couldn't explain any example of in Wisconsin that justified the bill or where the bill came from. And it became very clear they were simply introducing a template bill from Alec, right? And they would just say, well, it could hypothetically, theoretically happen here. That's what was going on. They just thought it's a kind of plagiarism if you think about it, but it's not what people think they're electing their legislators to do.
Hey, Dr. Craig, got to get you to hold that thought. Tom, we'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action and You. We'll be right back.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. President Biden will meet today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It'll be the first time they've talked face-to-face since Netanyahu took office late last year. Attorney General Merrick Garland appearing on Capitol Hill. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
Attorney General Garland's prepared statement saying his department will not be intimidated in following and enforcing the law. Republicans have accused the Attorney General of targeting President Biden's political enemies, but he will tell a Republican-led committee that, quote, I am not the president's lawyer and he's not Congress's prosecutor, that the Justice Department works for the American people.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be on Capitol Hill tomorrow as some Republicans call for no more spending on the war. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. Most analysts think the Fed will keep interest rates steady, even though inflation is still higher than the target rate of 2%. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
We've seen a big uptick in scams across Northeast Wisconsin in the last few months. Here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay with the latest.
The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin is warning of a rise of emergency scams again. Also called grandparent scams, the con artist will impersonate their target's loved ones and make up an urgent situation to plead for help and money. They use social media to look up information to make their story sound plausible. If you get a call, email, or social media message that seems to be from a distressed loved one, do not act immediately. End the call or messaging. Check out the story with other family members or friends. Do not wire any money if there is any doubt about the call. Scammers are able to use voice cloning techniques now to imitate the voice of your loved ones. Visit BBB.org to find out more information on how you can protect yourself against scams.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and five current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Somewhere that should be for all the world to see, a statue of a fool made of stone, an image of a man who let love slip through his hand and then let him stand there all alone. So build a statue. Inscribe the word. greatest fool and name it after me.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Thank you, Tom. How you doing, man? Tom, are you there? Okay, let's go to CJ. Good morning, CJ.
Good morning, Earl and Dr. Craig. Thank you for taking my call. I really do appreciate it. As you know, many of the hosts are afraid to discuss issues with me. And, we're living the Democrats, President Biden, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff policies. We're living your policies right now. And the mere fact that now the border is seeing 9,000 plus per day, 300 dying plus per day from fentanyl. And this president wants to talk about climate change at the UN. How freaking disgusting. It's amazing to me that your party and you gentlemen, I appreciate your Democrats. You believe in the Democrat Party, but your Democrat Party is long gone. It's all about social restitution.
Hey CJ. What I know is I listen to conservatives like Charlie Sykes, who you couldn't out conservative if you lived to be 500. Charlie Sykes has jumped off the bandwagon for the conservative movement today, and many others like him have jumped off the bandwagon. You want to talk about what happened to the Democratic Party. The issue is what's happening to the conservative and Republican Party. As a matter of fact, the internal fight and rot in that party right now is leading this to leading this nation to a government shutdown. So you can talk about the Democrats all you want to. The issue right now is the Republicans fighting a battle internally that is going to lead this nation to a government shutdown.
Well, you know what? It's about frickin' time. Because your grandbaby, Earl, owes $100,000 already to the government. And your party won't consider. See, this is your strategy. You're going to demonize the Republicans because they're trying. Yeah, they're fighting over how big a cut to make. Because your party won't discuss it, but it's a strategy to you. You aren't discussing. Schumer doesn't put forward a budget. It's all political ploy.
Hey CJ, again, the battle is internally with the Republican Party. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig.
Couple things on that. CJ seems completely unaware of the relationship between climate change and mass migration. The climate change we already had has made the places 600 million people live in the world uninhabitable, and there are 10 billion people. It will get much worse if we don't act. So Biden, if CJ and the right cared about migration, they would be doing everything to stop climate change because it's going to get much, much more severe as more and more people in the Southern Hemisphere have no other alternative. Secondly, the Democratic Party supports immigration reform that would actually fix our broken immigration system. The bloc since George W. Bush failed to immigration reform has been the Republican Party and their use of the filibuster. And they enjoy this politically because they can rev up people like CJ and rev them up against people who are seen as other, who are not seen as having full human rights, right? And then they also keep the system broken so it keeps giving politically, and it also keeps giving their main payers, businesses, cheap labor to undercut union labor and exploit because people don't have documented status so they can be exploited. It's not their fault. It's business's fault. And so the Republican Party is at the heart of the whole immigration crisis, if it's even a crisis now. It will be later if we don't address climate change because it what's happening now will look like nothing compared to the mass migration from Southern and Central America if we do not halt runaway climate change.
Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Hey, Earl, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And second, I'd love a fact checker, just like Donald Trump needs a fact checker on him, on CJ. Because CJ, I see you've already fallen for the big another lie, which is saying that the Democrats do not have a budget, which is a complete lie that McCarthy said yesterday, and now you've fallen for that one as well. That is not true, and everyone needs to know that that is not true. Also, I think instead of us calling things government, honestly, every time if we could just change the word government to we the people every time we speak, maybe then people would start taking the personal responsibility for their government, and maybe then we would start seeing actually government being a good name rather than what Ronald Reagan made it into. The other thing is, if I work for a company and I hate the product, I'm not going to be with that company very long. And if Republicans' whole idea is to, you know, drown government, we the people, into a bathtub, then why are they working in that, you know, for that position? They should be out of that position, because if they're trying to destroy the very entity that they work for. And that just never made sense to me. And like I said, everything I say, instead of saying government, I say we the people, because we the people really need to start realizing it is about us. It is.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, Earl, Dr. Craig. I just want to bring your attention to what's happening in New York City with the migrant crisis in New York City alone.
We know about it.
It's up to 125, okay? And part of that is because we have uncontrolled migration that is overwhelming the border currently. And part of this is it's also happening in Chicago, I should mention. They're putting all these people in schools. There's backlash and what have you. As far as the climate change is concerned.
Hey, hold on, Dave. Dave, before you go further, did you just hear Dr. Craig say that Democrats have tried to come up with a solution for the issues at the border, and yet Republicans have refused to address those issues?
Because if you look at the way President Biden, he was just in New York City.
No, we're talking about even before President Biden. The Democrats have been trying to...
I'm also talking about, look at the situation where President Biden ignored the mayor of New York City. They have no... They don't talk to one another. They have no interest. He will not return his phone call.
Again, though, David, what Dr. Craig was saying is, this didn't just start with President Biden. This has been an ongoing issue. Republicans have not been willing to agree to address what needs to happen with you know, immigration in this country. And this is what we've got, because they've refused to sit down and work this thing out.
There is no, if you look at the state of California where Tom is at, The Governor Newsom is offering all sorts of benefits to people that are not legal citizens in the state of California. And that's a problem, because why are they getting those benefits when you have U.S. citizens that maybe they should get?
So, Dave, hang on a
second.
That dilutes
the U.S. citizenship to being where we literally have, like, no country. If we're just allowing anybody just to walk in.
Hang on a second. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to David?
And I'm not going to avow that because that citizenship makes you a human with human rights and that other humans do not have human rights. And I point to any world religion for authority on that. But let me just say, there's an overall comprehensive broken immigration system. And Biden's having to work within a broken system. With limited means, because he doesn't can't pass anything through Congress because of Republicans, because Republicans refuse to fix the immigration system because they don't want to fix it. And that's been true since George W. Bush failed to get immigration reform. Reagan did it. Bush tried to do it and couldn't. And no Republican has tried since. And this is in their party. And so when you talk about President Biden not helping Mayor Adams in New York, that's not a debate over immigration reform. That's a matter of who pays for the cost of the current system and for Republican governors busing people from Texas or sending them from Florida up to New York. That is not about fixing immigration. The immigration system is broken. That helps Republicans politically because it helps foment the upset, the politics that we've heard on two of your callers, Earl, in this segment. And then furthermore, it provides really vulnerable workers to the businesses and the corporate leaders that actually fund their campaigns. So they're responsible, but they love being able to blame Biden.
I think we just lost Dr. Craig. He'll call back. David, you want to respond? Did we lose David as well? Oh, go ahead, David.
Hello?
Yeah.
President Biden is actually, as we speak, is selling the unfinished pieces of the fencing
for the
border
wall for
pennies on
the
dollar.
But you didn't respond to what Dr. Craig was saying was at the root of this, and the fact that it's been an issue now through these different presidents.
And what I'm saying is the wall needs to be finished,
well,
number one. Number two, we have to focus on
Well, we wouldn't need a wall if they right. We wouldn't need a wall, as Dr. Craig was saying, if Republicans would sit down, roll up their sleeves, and work out what is at the root of it, David. It's not at the root of it, it's not build a wall. That's not the answer.
If you look at Europe and what they're doing, they're building walls all over the place because of mass migration all over. And yes, you need to protect your country from any person. It doesn't make you safer if you don't have essentially a controlled border. You got to have a controlled border, plain and simple.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig.
Yeah, no one serious who studied our border thinks a wall is the solution. It's an example of how Republicans don't want a solution. They want to keep the crisis going, and to wall out people we want to define as other, you still, even if a wall was successful, let's grant him the premise, then you still, under international law, need a just system for people claiming asylum, and you need a just system that, when you think about the mass migration we're generating, because the United States has produced a quarter of all the carbon in the atmosphere. We are destroying the lands of a lot of the folks who are migrating, and many more will migrate. So not taking on climate change actually makes it impossible for any solution to work, because there will be hundreds and hundreds of millions of people from the Southern Hemisphere migrating here and in other Northern Hemisphere countries.
All right, we got to go to the break. Karina, I'll see you, we'll get you, and the rest. We'll be right back.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 59. Daytime highs approaching 79. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms and highs in the low 70s on Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. You know what? I'm listening to all of this, and I'm thinking, how does it make sense to any American who, even on a fixed income, who's paying taxes every year, even on the fixed income, to the government, who is actually thinks that it's more important to give money to Ukraine for world dominance than to your own disabled children? I just don't get it. This is just like, I understand what Dr. Greg is talking about. People are overwhelmed. People are working for several jobs, have kids. It's a hard life to go through every day, because you run in a circle constantly. But the thing is, it's my taxes. Why those taxes going somewhere where I don't agree? And they're not helping us. What are you going to be a dominant of if you don't have people? You don't have country. If you don't have peace and prosperity in your own country internally, what are you doing outside? And that's just my soul scream, Earl.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig.
Well, I very much agree, Karina, in terms of priorities. We have to focus. We are not focusing on top priorities, disabled kids, she mentioned, child care, public education, guaranteeing health care that people can afford to everyone, and that's in crisis right now. I agree with that. I'm not sure I would target Ukraine. I wouldn't as the worst thing we're doing instead. I mean, I would take the massive Trump corporate tax cuts, biggest in American history, that he wants to double down on.
Again, yes.
That if he becomes president. As much bigger, I would say the $600 million proposed subsidy to the brewers here in Wisconsin. It's a 100 millionaire owner who had who bought the team for $225 million. It's worth $1.6 billion now, and it's appreciating at 12% a year, almost $200 million a year. He doesn't actually need our help at all. He's just shaking us down, and so is Major League Baseball. and we're not funding public education or giving Milwaukee its fair share of revenue to run this city, and the same with Milwaukee County and the same with Milwaukee Public Schools. So I would agree totally with Trent on the priorities. I think what we're doing in Ukraine is fairly low on the list of you know, wrong priorities. There's a lot of higher, of lower hanging fruit to go after here with the billionaire class and with what a lot of more moderate Democrats support doing with our money.
You know, Dr. Craig, and right here, Governor Evers is going to gavel in. He wants to talk about child care. That is clearly an issue in many others. And Republicans have clearly stated we're not interested in that, right? And again, I don't understand, because they're Republicans who are going to benefit from child care. But yet, Robin Vall says, nope, not going to hear that.
Oh, and they say there's a workforce crisis, and it's documented. Business keeps whining about that, the businesses that support Republicans. And yet, there's strong evidence documented that a lot of people are staying out of the workforce because they can't afford child care, and so one of the parents has to stay home or work part-time, not full-time. And so they just don't want any use of democracy, government. Now, you had an earlier caller that said we just shouldn't use the word government. The problem is, because I studied words, got a PhD in rhetoric, that words can, that they'll vilify any word over time. What we have to do is we have to lean into explaining to people what the government is, which is it's our democratic government. It's what we're supposed to be celebrating on July 4th. And how can it be the enemy and the alien force? It's not the king. Now, it could become the king if we lose democracy. That's the threat. It's not the way it's supposed to work, or the way we can make it work if we all get engaged and recreate democracy.
You know, Dr. Craig, things, I don't know what to say, that things are getting better. And maybe on the one hand, they are getting a little better when you see that Democrats may eventually control what happens on the state level at the Supreme Court. And it maybe, you know, people are getting and having enough of this Republican rule that is going on all over the place. And incrementally, things may get better, but I hope they don't get worse before they get better, Dr. Craig.
Well, I think there's a huge threat here of democracy slipping away with this election. There's also the chance, despite all the punditry out there and the negativity, that we could make this next election a landslide and actually have the governing majority to implement the whole Biden agenda. You had an early caller saying this is Biden's and the Democrats' agenda. Most of the agenda didn't get through because of the filibuster, okay?
Right.
Congress is totally broken, and the Republicans are the one who blocked it. That's one of their specialties, is to both prevent good public policy and then to blame the other side for the results.
You know, Dr. Craig, man, it's just never enough time. But I'm glad we have you at least an hour every week, because there's so many fires that must be put out. Thank you very much, as always, my friend. We'll talk again in a week.
And I appreciate you being here, too, and this radio network.
All right. Thanks, Earl. Thank you. So thank everybody who made the show go. The county executive, David Crowley, you, the listening audience, Calvin, you, none of this can be done without all of us. I'll see you guys on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
And the piano sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer. And they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? Oh, la la la, di di da.
you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Jim.